Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben and Woods, Thursday morning here on 97.3 The Fan. Woodsy, this week has been just like last week.
Yeah.
Just like every week.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it going faster? Is it going slower for you?
This week has gone a little bit faster than last week, I think. The rain, man, it makes it tough. Not that we can really go out and do much anyway. I don't know. It was nice to get out and get a little walk in yesterday with the kid, but yeah, it makes it a little bit tougher. But this week we've had really good shows, and that, unfortunately, I'm kind of a guy that bases his entire life on how things are going, you know, at work with the show. And I need to make some changes in that department, but I'm pretty proud of what we've been able to accomplish.
One thing I'm always used to doing at work that I've had to change my routine on, I mean, I've changed a lot of things, I'm working from home, but I always usually have the TV on watching sports while I'm working, and I haven't been able to do that lately. I did it yesterday for the first time. While I was working on the podcast, I flipped on ESPN, where they were replaying the 1986 Masters. And I haven't watched a lot of these replays that have been going on, but I had vaguely remembered watching this as a kid, like as a, 10-year-old, basically, back then. That was Jack Nicklaus's, at age 46, final major triumph, when really he had, kind of like Tiger Woods last year, he had been somewhat relegated to, like, okay, kind of the career is over. He hadn't won on the PGA Tour in 2 years. And he was a few strokes back in the final round of Seve Ballesteros. Greg Norman was up there. But he made that back nine charge and got to the 17th hole. He had tied for the lead and, of course, rolled in that putt with Vern Lundquist's famous call, "Yes, sir!" And takes the lead and goes on to his final major triumph. And it was pretty cool watching that kind of just shot by shot, as opposed to just the highlights that, you know, I had seen over the years. And, you know, given that it's Masters week and we don't actually have a Masters this year, that was actually one of the more fascinating things I've seen since we've been locked down here on coronavirus quarantine.
Yeah, I wouldn't have watched the 86 Masters myself.
No.
But I just haven't watched a lot, man. I feel like if I get way into it, I'm going to just miss it all too much. So I've been doing the avoid bit. I'm ghosting sports right now because all we have are replays. The PlayStation Sports, they've satiated my needs enough right now. Paulie is trying to get Stugatz on the line right now. So Ben and I are vamping, and anytime Ben has a chance to vamp,
I vamp about
he
golf.
Vamps about golf. Are you missing the game, Ben? Are you missing the playing of the game? Have you been chipping in your backyard? Have you been?
I haven't
putting inside.
I don't have any grass in my backyard.
Did you have that thing that we all had in the 80s that you plugged in and you putted into and it clicked it back at you?
Yeah, clicked it back. I did have one of those.
These things were great. Why don't they make those? Why isn't there a new and improved, better one? I mean, we had my dad had one, and I would just sit and. It was great.
You had to make it.
Yeah, you had to make it. It would shoot it back at you. Well, how much money did that guy make when he invented that thing? You know what? I'm gonna write that down. I'm gonna get to the bottom of the.
I don't know. It got a little boring for me after a while because there was no break.
There's no break. You just
change. It was always the same putt.
They had the one where you could shoot for the. There were three. and you shoot for the right one, and it would feed into the clicker. So you actually had three options to choose, but they're very close. I mean, very, very close.
Right.
But yeah, the golf clicker. Do people still have those?
I don't know.
What is
it
called?
We definitely had one.
I'm going to do a I'm going to do a little deep dive on it. Maybe get in a rabbit hole and find out who the inventor was. And if he's sitting on an island right now.
The market for golf gadgets. Well, we're sitting here. I mean, if you go over to my dad's garage over there, he's always been the king of golf gadgets. Yeah, he just can't resist. There's like 40 putters in there and just different drivers, different swing techniques. I once remember they got me that thing that you would like hook onto your elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't allow your elbow to like break out of the right position as you went back. Just very odd, you know, the ball to keep under your hand, under your chin, to keep your eye, you know, your eyes in the right place.
Chin ball.
Yeah. Just, you know, like when you watch Tin Cup.
And yeah, he's got all the gear.
When he's lost his swing. And he has all the gear on because he's a mess.
Yeah,
we got the yips. And all that stuff.
Paulie, did I hear you in my ear?
You did. But now just say it on the air. We're good.
Oh, we're okay, good.
Good. All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Always love a chance to talk to this guy from ESPN's Dan Le Batard show. Stu Gotts is back with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Stu Gotts, are you surviving through all of this? Good morning to you.
I am. Good morning to you guys. Yeah, you know, I'm grateful that I have a show to do every day because that helps, you know, that helps get me through 3 to 5 hours of my day every day. And so I think you guys probably feel the same way. Like, if I didn't have the show and I was just left here with my kids and my wife, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But since I have the show to do and that's right in the middle of the day, it's been really helpful in terms of getting me through this. So it's kept me away from my wife, which she is very pleased about. And it feels like a normal day because I don't come out of that office until about 3:30 in the afternoon, which is what time I get home normally anyway. So how are you guys holding up?
Man, we're doing good. You know, we got the producer. Our producer's back in the studio. We are at our little Corona cabin here. It's actually a really nice place. The equipment sounds good. We haven't really missed a beat other than, you know, we sports has been, in my opinion.
Other than sports.
Yeah, other than sports, which, right. You know, I'm looking at it like, well, what a massive crutch that was. I could always come in and know, oh, Ben can do 20 minutes on SDSU, and that's a segment, and we're good. And, you know, now it's like, well, it's time to get creative, which, by the way, I mean, you guys are definitely, in the sports world, you guys are the most creative show. But what a big week for you guys, getting a mispronounced mention on the Howard Stern show, which I heard the other day. That had to delight you guys.
Yeah, every time stuff like that happens. It's funny, guys, like, because he did say the name correctly, and it upset me once I heard him say it incorrectly, because I wanted it to be incorrect the entire time.
100%.
I know. It's like, but it's funny because I couldn't believe it. Like, I was on my treadmill, and you know, Howard has mentioned us before. He doesn't remember it, and that's fine because I maintain that, come 1 o'clock today, I won't remember the 3 hours we just did. And so I understand that. Like, you can't remember all the people that you talked to or talked about. But I just marvel that in 2020, I know it's the biggest show in the history of radio, but the amount of people who are listening live and the amount of text I got, Howard mentioned you guys, Howard's talking about you, Howard's playing a clip from your show, speaks to the power, I guess, still in 2020 of Howard Stern and the power of live radio. So, it was a big week, man. Like, listen, no show is better suited, better conditioned for something like this than ours, because even when sports are going on, there's a good chance we might not talk sports. And we're kind of, nothing's really changed on our end other than we're not in the same studios together, and that certainly hurts. But, yeah, we've had a lot of fun with the Howard stuff. It was pretty cool for him to mention us as a radio show. So kind of validate you. I don't want to say validate you, but 17, 18 years in, that stuff still makes me feel good. You know, it still does.
Bro,
I don't care if
he's
talking about you in a positive way or a negative way, as long as he's talking about you.
I would have freaked I would have free. I would. That would have been it for me.
See, now I would have had a different reaction. I would have said, "Well, if all these people texting me were actually just listening to my show, I'd have much better ratings."
That's fair.
They're all listening to his show and texting me about how they heard my name mentioned.
But Howard's that guy you want to get your ass kicked by. You're like, I don't mind if Howard. And then like Levitard too. Like you're like, oh, okay. Well, they beat us. Great. Like you're honored. You know, it's an honor to get beat by them.
Now I mentioned the Stugatz from the Dan Levitard show as our guest here on Ben and Woods, and I mentioned this as we were talking about you last hour. You guys are certainly better positioned in the ESPN family to make it through this, I would say, than most other shows, because you know, grabbing onto something silly that someone said during the show and then making fun of it for 3 hours doesn't really have a lot to do with sports.
Right. I mean, the show is more, it's funny, guys, because we've talked more sports doing it in separate locations over the last month that we have more studio together. I don't know.
So funny,
you
man.
Know, what the reasons. Yeah, well, you know, Dan's kind of into the kind of social issues surrounding sports, and we've had a number of those, whether the moral conundrums, whatever you want to call it, bringing sports back, when do you bring sports back? And that's kind of right in Dan's wheelhouse. But yeah, like our show, it's more personality driven. It's more about us than it is anything. And, you know, that was kind of done by design. So yeah, one of us can misspeak, and that could be a half hour. That could be an hour. That could be a long time, but we're just having fun with it. We're doing bits and we're trying to do the show the best way we can, including all our producers, which has been the trickiest part because not all of them have microphones and they don't have Comrex setups. I do like the sound of your little Corona setup there. That sounds nice. And so, you know, it's just, we're suited for it because this is the kind of show we've been doing for 16 or 17 years. And so we are talking some sports, but we're just, you know, we're kind of taking our audience through what they're going through our prisms, just because we're all going through the same thing. We're all, you know, we're all sitting at home and there's nowhere we can go. We get nothing but time, and we're just trying to take them, make them smile for a minute, make them forget about this for a couple of hours and kind of, you know, relate to them because we're all going through the same thing. So we're just trying to take them through that ride with us, that journey with us.
We are talking to Stugatz from the Levitard Show here on Ben and Woods this morning. Yeah, you know, when it first came down, we kind of realized this was going to be our new reality. You know, I said the same thing to Ben. I said, I was kind of rubbing my hands together. I've been waiting for this moment because it was telling our producer yesterday. So today we've got Coach Ed Orgeron on, which is great. We've got you. And we've got celebrity chef Brian Malarkey. And I said, Paulie, we are in a really interesting time where we can book anybody we want and our boss can't say a word to anybody we want. We had a fire chief on. We had an author on. Like, anyone he's not going to be like, guys, we need to dive into that Gonzaga game last night. You know, like, we've had comedians. And I'm like, Paul, so our producer will be like, hey, who do you want? I'm like, Jeff Garland, J.B. Smoot, like, give me anybody that's not sports-related right now because we have an opportunity here to actually do something different. And I think if you look at it that way, like you guys always have, that to me is like, this is a blank canvas right now, and I'm really excited about it.
It is, but wait a second, because now I'm excited. So are you guys enjoying it, doing it this way more? Do you feel like you're doing a better show now than you were when you were forced to talk about this act after the 22nd game of the season?
It's my fantasy. I'm living my
dream.
Yeah,
I mean,
right
one of
now.
Us, Woods, loves this. I am the sports kind of guy of the two of us, and no, it's definitely more difficult for me.
Okay, no, and that's, I totally understand that, but are you enjoying it? Like, do you guys feel like you're doing better radio? Forget about what your preferences are, because that's something that hopefully you'll carry over once we get back to some normalcy here, where if you're enjoying doing that, you're enjoying having those type of guests on, I would suggest have them on more often.
100%.
I understand your bosses can't say anything, but I mean, it is your show, you know?
Like, yeah.
Let me
so
ask you,
Stugatz. You enjoy talking to the comedians?
Yeah, no, yeah, we, yeah, of course we do. Of course we do. Who, yeah. Who did we have on last week?
Nikki Glaser.
Oh, yeah, she was great. Yeah,
Nikki Glaser just murdered on
yeah,
her show.
Really enjoyed
great.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, you know, let me ask. Really cool. What's been really cool is because we're all going through this together, right? People, like, I'm noticing that celebrities are doing, a lot of people are doing a lot of cool things on social media, but a lot of people are just much more open to speaking. Like, people you wouldn't normally get on the show because they have nothing else to do.
Yes, it's phenomenal.
And so, you know, it's like Ernie Johnson said that, like, we have nothing to do. I texted Ernie Johnson. I said, you want to record an hour? And so he and I sat down yesterday, me in my office, his and, you know, he was in his office, and we sat down and we did like 90 minutes, and it was fantastic, and we'll figure out how to use it. But people have nothing but time on their hands. And, yeah. And listen, I hope all this generosity kind of carries over in terms of time and patience. I hope it carries over once we're out of this, once we're on the other side of this. So.
Yeah, my line right now is if someone tells you they're too busy to talk to you, then they really just don't like you.
Yeah, they, yeah, they're
that's
lying.
A tell. That is a big tell. Last thing for me, Stu Gatz, because I have to ask, because we're in the media, I often people come up and ask, what's the real story? I mean, they must be telling you, like, about the restrictions, when sports is going to come back. And I'm going, no, I don't know any
nothing.
More than you do.
Right.
You work at ESPN. Now, if anyone's going to, like, have inside info on when sports are coming back, do they tell you anything? Do you get any sort of indication from, you know, like the execs and the bosses about what the plan is moving forward here over the next couple of months?
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't think they know. I don't think the leagues know. I certainly don't know. They really haven't given us any sort of indication because, I mean, we're in uncharted waters here. It's unprecedented times. And so, you know, here's the thing with this, right? It's like I was talking about this with a friend the other day. 9/11, when it happened, you knew, like there were a couple hours when we were in it in that morning where you didn't know if it was going to stop, right? And that was a terrible, terrible, awful feeling. But by the time we got to that night, September 11th, that night, certainly September 12th, the next morning, you knew whatever they planned on doing, that was it. It was over, and it was never going to happen to our country again. Here's the difference with this one. You don't know if it's going to end tomorrow. You don't know if it's going to end in a month. You don't know if it's going to end in 2 months, or you don't know if it's going to end in a year. And with that said, it's very difficult to figure out when sports is going to come back. In fact, I prefer that we stop talking about when sports are going to come back and just let the doctors tell us when it's okay to go outside again and resume normal activity. Like, I think everyone's trying to figure this out, whether it's the leagues and Rob Bamford. And I understand why. Like, I get even ESPN. I mean, listen, ESPN, it's play-by-play. It's about the games. The games are the only thing that you have to watch live nowadays, because if you don't watch them live, you're going to find out the score before you get to it, before you get to the taping of it. And so the games are obviously usually important to our company. They're important to the leagues. But no one has any idea when we're going to come back. And certainly no one has given us any indication when they can come back. And I think what you'll continue to see is the leagues and the television partners try to get creative with things like, you know, doing horse from individual gyms, you know, stuff like that, because I don't think anyone has any idea when it's coming back. So, no, I have no indication.
Stu Gatz, it is a pleasure to chat with you again. Somehow you just you brighten our mood when you join us, which I don't know why that works that way, but it just does. So thanks, man. Take care. Be safe. And hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you again sometime later in the year.
All right, anytime, man. Listen, I appreciate that. I tend to make people smile, and so. But this was a little bit too serious and a little bit too somber. So next time, let's make sure we have some fun, okay?
More fun. More fun. Well, let's
take more fun. More fun. Treat me like a magician coming on, okay?
Stu Gatz.
A magician.
Dan Le Batard show on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
Paul, go get David Blaine for tomorrow. Thanks very much. Why not?
Sleight of hand is great on radio.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God. Did you just see? No, you didn't see that.
No, you couldn't
see
it. I mean,
you can't even imagine. Oh, wow.
I just made my child disappear.
The entire Corona cave is gone.
Yes. We are not here.
Woodsy, we are. We got a jam-packed show. We haven't got to your three things. Yesterday we did my three things that everyone loves that I hate. Paul did his on Tuesday. It's your turn to go next. Did you make your list? List radio?
I do have my list.
Making Woods do a little list radio. When we come back, then we'll go into some of the Tom Brady top nuggets from his Howard Stern interview yesterday. That is coming up this hour as we continue with Ben and Woods. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Thanks again to Stu Gatz from the Dan Le Batard Show. A lot of fun.
It's great.
At 97.3, the fan wants to thank Jersey Mike's and their employees for working so hard during the COVID-19 disruption. And to remind our listeners, they are open for takeout right now. One of Woodsy's favorites, one of his regular spots. And by the way, Adrian Gonzalez who I interviewed yesterday for the podcast,
yes,
also owns several Jersey Mike's franchises. So we talked about being the small business owner and trying to manage, obviously, employees through this pandemic. Well, you know, they're staying open, things like that. So one of the things he's dealing with, as well as kids and trying to teach them at home.
How'd that go?
It went fine.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, it was good to catch up with Adrian. Five-time All-Star.
Indeed.
He really was. I know that people were miffed after he was traded away from the Padres to the Red Sox, came back and played for the Dodgers,
yeah,
and just murdered the Padres.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not his fault. That's what he's supposed to do when you take on any team, including your former team.
Yes.
Do as good as you can, and he did.
Yes, he did.
And it looked like he kind of relished it at times.
I understand. Nothing like there's nothing like that feeling.
He really was an all around outstanding first baseman.
Phenomenal. Could pick it.
Great defensively.
Yep.
Could hit for average.
Yep.
Could hit for some power.
Without that back injury, you know, could have been really one of the greats.
Yeah.
Of his generation. You know, the back really.
You know,
is...
he made an interesting point, and I don't know if we'll have time to play any of it later, but I asked him, you know, about, wouldn't it have been a bummer if you'd missed your senior year of high school? And he said, for me, all my value in the draft came from my senior year. He went number one overall, remember, to the Florida Marlins. He said, without my senior year, I might have been back end of the draft, you know, some, you know, 45th round pick. And he ended up going number one overall. I wonder how many seniors out there that aren't getting their senior season here are missing out on that opportunity.
I know,
where they
man.
Would have gone. I mean, that's one of the big impacts here. It's Ben and Woods. So the last couple of days we've been doing List Radio, which I love. And
so
Paul
much.
Came up with the idea of three things that everyone else seems to love that it's just not your jam. You just can't stand it. You hate it. You don't like it. We did ours the past 2 days.
So Paul's were.
Made some people mad.
Paul's were The Office, The Beatles,
Chipotle.
Chipotle. Okay, which, by the way, spurred Ben and I both to eat Chipotle that night. I regretted it almost instantly.
Mine were bobbleheads,
yes,
Adam Sandler movies,
yep.
and live music.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, it's salacious.
I knew I'd take a beating over that one.
Well, it's my turn on the spit.
It's true. So.
All right,
it's your turn.
All right, here we go, Paulie.
Number three.
This is tough to say. It's tough to say in California. Avocados.
I knew that about you.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I was
delicious.
I was telling Paul this morning, they taste like snot.
Had guacamole yesterday.
Of snot.
It's one of those foods that it's purely enjoyment for me because not only are they delicious, pretty good for you, too.
Yeah.
It's that good, healthy fat.
Yeah, that good fat.
But it's got that richness that you miss so much in other foods.
And big.
Really, I love adding avocado to sandwiches, to tacos,
100%.
To omelets.
When I moved here, I was amazed that, you know, you could go in and get, I'm just going to get a, let's get a pizza. Let me get grab a pizza. Do you want avocado on that? No, I don't, because I'm not insane. Here's, you know, I was telling Paul, too, I go, I hate a lot of stuff, and I'm fairly open about the things that I hate, and I'm pretty dug in on a lot of those things. I don't think any of these are going to surprise anyone.
I love avocado on pizza. I will take like leftover pizza.
That is effing disgusting.
And if I have an avocado at home, I'll slice it up and put a slice, you know, a couple slices of avocado on the pizza.
So my wife too will eat
it
on anything, and guac is fine. It's fine, but it's got a bunch of other stuff in there. Plain, you know, you cut open an avocado. Here's the other thing. My wife will do this. She'll slice an avocado, right, and she'll eat half of it. And then she puts the other half in the fridge in a bag, and it turns all brown and hideous. It's got the consistency of snot. It's creamy. It's a creamy snot.
I'm not saying there aren't difficulties with the avocado. The brownness is definitely a turnoff. But if you eat it all, if you get a perfect avocado and you just eat it all right there, you just eat a little salt and pepper. That's all you need. Oh, man. Delicious.
It's not at all delicious. I don't understand the fascination with putting it on everything. Everything. Everything.
Makes everything better.
Sandwiches, pizza, soups, salads. If I get a piece of avocado, it makes me wretch to think about. So that's my first one. I know I'll get killed for that
Number
one.
Two.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
Now, did you really
Game
even give it a try?
Yes.
You did.
I watched...
the entire
first
season.
Did you read
season.
All of the books
No.
twice?
Like and I again, did. It, no? it stems back from my hatred of pretty much, and that's not really sci-fi, so to speak, but it's fantasy.
Fantasy.
It's fantasy.
Lord of the Rings.
Let me just say this. My fantasies are a little bit different than those fantasies, Ben. I believe we talked about that on our show yesterday. Exactly right. I have so many friends. I can honestly say this. I'm the only person I know that doesn't like it.
I love the creativity.
You got one here.
World building.
But?
World building. Like, he creates this entire, it's not just a story, it's an entire world
sure.
that he created with its own geography.
Fantasy land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so creative.
It's very creative.
It's immersive. It's the kind of entertainment that can just carry you on for years and years. I love that. You don't have to be sad that it's over because he's still working on the books. I mean, I think. You'd think during the coronavirus shutdown that maybe George R.R. Martin will finally get another book out at some point. And, I mean, it would be a perfect time to drop it right now.
George R.R. Martin, by the way. Yeah, no, just I tried it. I wanted to. Because listen, if I'm anything, Ben, I like to be involved. I don't like to be excluded. I like to be involved. So I tried, and there was a couple of interesting parts, you know, in the first season that I got into, and then the second season started, and I was like, I mean, I couldn't make it to the first episode. I was falling asleep. I couldn't do it, man. I could not do it. Game of Thrones. So that's my second one, and then finally,
number one.
I've been killed for this one many, many times. Weird Al Yankovic is the worst thing. It's just the worst thing ever.
I don't think you're going to get murdered.
Oh, I get murdered.
For Weird Al?
Yes.
I think he's very creative.
He is.
Clever. And I like cleverness, so I like Weird Al, but I'm not going to say that everyone has
he's
to
like
love
he's
Weird Al.
Everyone I know, he's beloved.
Weird is right in his name.
I know, but he's beloved, and I have never liked him. I dare you. Ben's over here chortling like it's the funniest thing he's ever heard. I don't like shtick music. I take music very seriously, as you know, so I don't like shtick music. I don't like when people are doing bits and stuff in their music.
We had that that Queen parody earlier this week.
Yeah, I hated
coronavirus.
It. Yeah, it's just I just don't like shtick music.
It amuses me.
Weird Al, though. I did something. When I was working at 94.9, I think I had to give away tickets or something, and I made some smart-ass, snarky comment. And I'm telling you, I got killed. I got killed on social media for not liking Weird Al. And I don't like his look. His mustache is weird to me. His hair. And I just don't like that type of thing. It just doesn't get me.
We will see how the response goes on social media, but I think you're going to find some people who agree with you on all three.
Maybe.
Woods.
Paul's were definitely the most salacious, I think. I mean, I always talk about...
I don't know, you're going to get killed for Game of Thrones, because I'm with you. I don't get it. It didn't do anything for me.
Nothing.
Now, the difference is, and you didn't say this either, but I never say it's a bad show. That would be stupid. It was a worldwide phenomenon. It won countless amounts of awards. It'd be stupid to say it's a bad show, but I didn't find it entertaining.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah. Not for you is just kind of been the theme of this week.
What, yep.
Things that are not for you. So that's Woods's. You can tweet him at @TheStephenWoods if you really have a bone to pick with Woods's opinions.
They're going to.
Stay connected with your friends on 97.3 The Fan while we keep social distance. Join us for live video sessions on Twitter. At 97.3 The Fan SD. Catch Ben and Woods. That's us Monday mornings after our show at 9:15. Coach John Quintero was up yesterday. Wednesdays at 11:15. Tomorrow, it'll be Gwen and Chris's turn. Fridays at 2:15 before their show. 97.3 The Fan is helping San Diego stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected so we all stay connected on 97.3 The Fan. Now, I know both of you went back. Did you listen to all of the Tom Brady interview?
Twice.
All right, well, I'm glad that I didn't listen to it because now I can just hear your recap of how it went. And we'll do that when we come back next on Ben and Woods right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Fan's virtual game of the week is back tomorrow and every Friday morning at 10 a.m. presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Each week, the Fan will stream a simulation of MLB The Show 20 on Facebook. 97.3 The Fan. Thanks to Bud Light Seltzer for bringing baseball to San Diego. Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. For more info, go to 97.3thefansd.com. And don't forget to download the radio.com app and favorite 97.3 The Fan to stay connected.
So we'll be doing that tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
10 a.m.
Let's get a win for once.
Please.
Let's get a win. For the love of God.
I do not want to start 0-3 in this virtual season.
Yeah.
We will talk a little Tom Brady.
Tom
Stern.
Tom Stern.
Tom Howard Stern. Tom Brady.
Paul. Yeah. Ring him up, everybody.
After
we'll
this
talk
check of-
some Tom Brady. On Tom Stern.
After this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan, here's Tom Danik.
We got a coffee-less Ben Higgins in here this morning. It could get
you know, I
very interesting.
I usually set the timer last night, and I just was busy and
oh boy.
Got tired at the end of the night. I didn't set my coffee, so I thought I'll just drive through McDonald's or somewhere on the way over here to get it. There's nothing. Nothing is open at 5 a.m. now. Which it makes sense.
Yes.
I mean, with people not going to work, it you know, expanded hours probably don't do much for a restaurant. But Starbucks, McDonald's, everywhere, I was like, close. Okay, there's no coffee to be had before 6 a.m. in North County, San Diego right now. So, yeah, operating without coffee.
That is not – I mean, I couldn't even imagine it. Imagine doing this show as early as it is without a cup of coffee. So should lead to some interesting discussions. But there was a really interesting discussion yesterday on Howard Stern. And Howard gets – it's a huge get. Tom Brady is a huge get. Now, I have listened to enough Tom Brady radio hits on our sister station, WEEI in Boston. I had a pretty good idea going in that it would be different. Now, Tom Brady is – he's got more personality than, say, like a Mike Trout, but he's very guarded. He's very careful.
We heard him weekly on 97.3 The Fan when the you know had the Monday Night Football games.
Yeah.
Jim Gray interviewed him.
Yeah.
I would say the word is calculated.
Game.
Everything he says
calculated.
Is calculated.
That's a good word. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can also, you know about Tom Brady, and you probably know this about Mike Trout, too. In the locker room, they're one of the guys. I mean, unquestionably one of the guys. They you know, cut loose and whatever, but they're calculated in the way they handle themselves in the media. Now, Howard Stern has a remarkable gift of being able to get things out of people that I'm sure many, many people have left the Stern studio and went, oh, no, why did I talk about my sex life with Howard Stern? My wife's going to kill me or my girlfriend's going to kill me, whatever. Now, Tom didn't get into things like that. Couple of observations, if you did listen, and if you've listened to Stern for any amount of time, which I have spent a lot of time with Howard, very big voice in my head for many, many years. He is the biggest perfectionist in the world. And when the interview started, they were doing a Zoom meeting because Howard likes to look him in the eye when he's interviewing him. It was awful. Kept cutting out. He was freezing.
And to his credit, Howard didn't fully lose it, kind of kept it together as far. Now, maybe when the show ended, he went haywire on all his guys, but they had tested it the night before. Of course, it worked great, you know, as they tested it.
Well, Tom immediately Brady live, after the interview, Stearns brought his wireless completely went out.
Yep. Yeah.
And so they had to end the show early.
Where we are.
And I go, oh my God, he's probably breaking stuff in his office right now.
Oh yeah. I mean, this is just where we are. And he, you know, he knows that. And, but man, he had him on for 2 hours. So finally, eventually they just booted the Zoom call and went to the phone. They just we're going to give you a phone number and let's just do this thing over the phone, which he never really does. And I got to say, man, it was fascinating. It was so good. I listened to it 2 times. It was a 2-hour interview. I listened to it right when I got home, and I listened to it before I went to bed last night, just kind of falling asleep with it in my ears because I wanted to be well-versed on it this morning. But, Paul, you heard it. There was nothing super revealing, right? I mean
– No, he – Like I said, you mentioned he opened up. I mean, we don't hear him in the press conferences or in his weekly EEI hits or with Jim Gray talking about his relationship with Giselle and that transition from Bridget Moynihan to Giselle, which was
fascinating.
Insane. So you know that story, Benny?
I don't.
So he's dating Bridget Moynihan, and he gets her pregnant, but they break up, okay? And then a friend sets him up with Giselle Bundchen, you know, at that time. And still a very famous model. And he goes to meet her at a wine bar, and they kind of, you know, start their courtship. And then, you know, come to find out his ex is going to have his baby. And now he's in a new relationship. And how did that happen? And I've never really heard him talk about that. That was, to me, the most interesting part of the interview was his relationship with his wife. And it made me look inward a little bit. Dude, about part, my relationship with mine.
That
you know?
Part when he talked about how she wrote him a letter when they were having some issues.
Yeah.
And she wrote him a letter and he like saved it and he like reflects on that moment and
he like
builds
missed OTAs that year to kind of work on his marriage.
Because essentially she said, well, of course this life works for you. You play football, then you get done, then you come home and then you start training. I need you to take the garbage out. I need you to take the kids to school. And Howard was great and kind of peeled back the onion. He's like, yeah, but you're in your mind, you're like, yeah, but I'm Tom Brady. Like, I pay for all this. And, you know, she's got her own money. She's like, I have dreams. I have things I want to do. And I'm telling you, man, it did. It made me look inward. And, you know, he talked about just how important she is and what a great team they are. And I'm telling you, man, like, you can hate Tom Brady all you want. He's one of those guys, and he is a guy I should loathe. I can't loathe him. He was great. He seems like a great teammate. He seems like a guy that, you know, you'd want your daughter to marry. It seems like a guy that you want to model yourself after. That fire that burns within him still at 42, with all these that he's accomplished, it was inspiring. That's how I looked at it, and that's, you know, that was just me. But Howard did a great job. I mean, it was a riveting, riveting 2 hours, and it went by like that.
Do we have any clips we want to play from this interview? So this is Tom Brady with Howard Stern on his Sirius XM radio program.
But it's got to be somewhat annoying when there's always this question, Tom Brady, greatest of all time, but if he didn't have Belichick, he wouldn't have achieved because Belichick is the brains there. And I imagine in some level there were times you laid down at night and went, this guy and all of that, because I know it was me. I'm the one studying the tapes and coming up week after week with a new game plan for myself.
I think it's a pretty argument, actually, that people would say that, because again, I can't do his job and he can't do mine,
right?
So the fact that you could say, would I be successful without him, the same level of success, I don't believe I would have been, but I feel the same in vice versa as well. The to have him allowed me to be the best I could be. So I'm grateful for that. And I very much believe that he feels the same about me because we've expressed that to each other. I think he has a lot of loyalty. And I think he and I have had a lot of conversations that nobody's ever been privy to, and nor should they be, that so many wrong assumptions were made about our relationship or about how he felt about me. I know genuinely how he feels about me. Now, I'm not going to respond to every rumor or assumption that's made, other than, what his responsibility as coach is to try to get the best player for the team, not only in the short term, but in the long term as well. So what I could control was trying to be the best I could be in both of those situations also. So I got into uncharted territory as an athlete because I started to break the mold of what, you know, so many other athletes had experienced. So I got to a point where I was old, I was an older athlete, and he started to plan for the future, which is right. What his responsibility is.
Yeah, and it was just very clear listening to that that, you know, we all wanted there to be some sort of acrimony. We wanted, you know what, Belichick's a control freak. I want to do my own thing. Not going to happen. It was never going to happen.
The other thing that I found somewhat interesting, more on from a football perspective, was Tom's insistence, because I didn't listen to the whole article, but I did read or interview, but I did read some about
yeah.
it, that he doesn't care about his legacy.
No, it was my favorite part.
It's almost hard to believe.
My favorite
doesn't
part.
Everyone, in a certain extent, care about their legacy?
I mean,
why does he work so hard if he doesn't care about his legacy?
Because
he's already made tons of money.
Yep.
I mean, that's
got the rings.
He's got the rings. I mean, the fact that he's still playing right now, he just loves playing so much.
If he cared about his legacy, he wouldn't be playing right now, in my opinion, because I don't know what he's got
that's
left in the tank.
But he wouldn't be playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's exactly right. I mean, if legacy was so important, he would have stayed with the Pats and one team, you know, pulled the Tony Gwynn, the Derek Jeter, you know, the Cal Ripken move, and which I, you know, I respect those guys yeah. very much, but
he could protect his legacy. He could have retired. And
but I'm telling you,
legacy.
Like when you listen to him talk about the fire that's in him, man, it was inspiring. It really was, and the fire that he has for his family, the fire that he has for his teammates, the fire that he has for competition. And I, you know, I've said it a million times. I have always felt like, for me personally, when the competitive fire dies, that's when I die. I won't be alive because I have to have it. And, you know, I'm not comparing myself to Tom Brady, but I have to have that burning in my stomach at all times, or I don't think I'm just a shell, you know, on this planet. So it was awesome, man. I was fired up after I heard that.
Woods, we need a contestant for Real or Fake. A chance to win a four-pack of Jersey Mike sandwiches, 833-288-0973. Dial now, 833-288-0973. Paul will randomly choose someone to go head-to-head against Woods in our game here. You know, we heard him talking about Belichick. Don't forget, if Belichick's the top NFL coach, you could say right now the top college football coach in America, national championship winner, Ed Orgeron, is going to be on Ben and Woods this morning at 7:35. Big guest alert times like 100.
Yes.
To have Coach O joining us at 7:35. And I'm not sure why he agreed to join us.
Nor do I care.
You know, we had Dabo Sweeney yep. on last year after he won the championship for Clemson.
Dabo. It's Dabo.
Not Dabo. Dabo
like
Sweeney.
Like Apple.
And now we have Coach O. So we're going to now, we're kind of setting Paul up. Every year in the offseason, Paul, you're going to need to get the national championship winning college
yes,
football coach
100%. This is the new
on
bid.
Ben and Woods. But it's funny because they want to recruit in California.
Yeah.
They feel like, hey, maybe some kid will hear us and give LSU a shot that they might not have otherwise. So looking forward to that coming up at 7:35. Right now, though, let's get to it. Let's play today's game of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Odin is going to be going for a family four-pack of sandwiches from Jersey Mike's. In times like this, Jersey Mike's is here for you. Odin, I'm glad you got in. He, like, tweeted.
He tweeted, yeah.
When should I call to try to get in for Real or Fake?
He's in. All right.
You got in.
Don't blow it. Let's go.
Odin, good morning. Are you ready to take on Woods?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, five rounds, head-to-head. All you have to do is beat or tie Woods. We'll give you the prize. Now, this would be a good game for Tier 1 listener Tony Bubbles because it's about restaurants.
All right.
Later this morning, speaking of guests, we'll be talking to San Diego celebrity chef Brian Malarkey. Originally made a name in the business opening a series of restaurants that were all named for a different type of fabric.
Yes.
Today on Real or Fake, I'll name a fabric. You tell me if it was a real name of one of Brian Malarkey's
Amazing.
Restaurants or a fake.
Let's go.
I've thrown in to fool you. All right, Woodsy, real or fake? Velour, real or fake?
Fake.
Fake. Correct. Love 1 point for Woods. All right, Odin, it's that easy. Let's try gingham. Real or fake, Odin?
I say real.
It is.
Very
that was
good.
A barbecue joint in La Mesa, if I remember correctly. All right, Woods, real or fake? Houndstooth. Real or fake?
Real. Damn it.
Not this time. All right, that's a chance for you to take the lead. Odin, real or fake? Seersucker. Real or fake restaurant fabric?
I'll go with fake.
It's real. You got a couple of Del Mar in downtown right now. Still open, I believe. All right, round three, Woods. Burlap. Real or fake?
Real.
It is real. All right, 2 points for Woods. Odin, let's get you back on the board here. Real or fake? Brian Malarkey Restaurant. Corduroy. Odin, real or fake?
Real.
That one was fake.
I thought it was real, too.
Yeah, all right, 2-1. Here we go. It's not over yet. Round four for Woods. Real or fake, Woods? Gabardine. Real or fake?
Real.
It is real. Go to the fish place. All right, let's go with Odin, round four. We need to get back in this. Mohair, real or fake?
Okay. Fake?
Fake. I don't know that I'd want to eat at a place called
Mohair.
I'd like less hair.
No.
All right, round five, Woods, real or fake? Taffeta, real or fake?
Fake.
It's fake. And finally, for Odin, real or fake? Herringbone, real or fake? You, Odin?
Real.
It is real. You know, Woods wins 4-3, but you know what? Let's give Odin the sandwiches. He wanted
it
so badly.
Let's go. You're
wanted it
yours.
So badly. Odin,
feast.
We're gonna let you feast on the Jersey Mike's anyway. You got 3 out of 5.
Yeah, that's
not too bad. Woodsy was good at that game, though. Odin, congratulations. Thanks for playing a little real or fake with us.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I've definitely eaten at a few of those restaurants.
You know, I've never eaten at one.
He has a number of other places, Herb and Wood.
Oh, I have eaten there. Yeah, I didn't know that was his.
That's his, too.
Well, look at
me. Yeah, we'll be talking to him later this morning. Currently on the season of Top Chef All-Stars LA. That's at 8:05. Coach O at Orgeron, 7:35.
Wow.
Get to some Corona content, though, as we kick off our 7 o'clock hour next. Half the show still to go. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.